The truth lives.
Political Bombshell, starring Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bombshell, Midterms 2018 Special Coverage Edition.
Welcome, welcome, Political Bombshell, Midterms 2018 Special Coverage. I'm your host, Rashawn Blyden. Number is 323-835-1123 or politicalbombshell.cf. So let's get started. We're just going to run down the different states and who won. So let's start with that, shall we? Okay, so in alphabetical order, we have Alabama, Republicans plus 14, Republicans for the governor, Republican state legislators, split in the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Republicans 6-1, and a split in the Senate. Alaska, Republicans plus 9. Independent won the governor. Republican won the state legislative and U.S. Senate, Republicans. U.S. House, 1-0. So what else do we have? And Arizona, Republicans plus 5. Republicans for governor and for the state legislation there. Let's see, U.S. state, U.S. Senate, Republicans, U.S. House, 5-4. Arkansas, Republicans plus 15, Republicans won all across the board, 4-0. California, Dems plus 12. Dems all across the board. U.S. House, 39-14. It's California. What would you expect, anything else? Colorado, Dems plus 1. Dems for governorship, split for state leds, split for U.S. Senate, Republicans 4-3. Connecticut, Dems plus 6, Dems for the governor, split on state leds, split U.S. Senate, Dems 5-0. Delaware, Dems plus 6, all across the board. U.S. House, Dems 1-0. Florida, Republicans plus 2. Republicans for governor, state leds, split in the U.S. Senate. U.S. House, 16-11. Georgia, Republicans plus 5, all across the board. U.S. House, 16-11. I'm sorry, that was Florida. Let's read Georgia again. Republicans plus 5, all across the board. Republicans, U.S. House, 10-4. Hawaii, aloha. Dems plus 18 all across the board. U.S. House 2-0. Idaho, Republican plus 19 all across the board. U.S. House 2-0. Illinois, Dems plus 7. Republican governor, State Leds, Dem, U.S. Senate, Dem, U.S. House, Dem, 11-7. Indiana, Republicans all across the board, Republicans plus 9, split in the U.S. Senate, Republicans 7-2. Iowa, Republicans plus 3, all across the board, in the House, 3-1. Kansas, Republicans 13, all across the board, in the House, 4-0. Kentucky, Republicans plus 15, all across the board, in the House, 5-1. Louisiana, Republicans plus 11, Dems governor. Dem is the governor. U.S. House, 5-1. Maine. Dem plus 3. Republicans governor. Split. Senate leads. Okay, where am I? I hate when I lose my place. These maps are so large. I can't shrink it down. Where was I? Okay, I did Maine. Did I do Maine? No, I didn't do Maine. Iowa, Kentucky, Louisiana. Goodness gracious, I've lost my place here. Let me take a break and regroup.
You are now about to witness the strength of big lobbies.
Straight out of Options, a crazy motherfucker named Ted Cruz, born in Canada with a bad attitude. Add a cook off, I'll bring a sawed off. Squeeze the trigger and bacon is hauled off.
Guess who, boy? It's Chris Christie. Shut your bridge down if you're with me. Heart attack, that's how I'm going down. Not your punk-ass dems that are showing now.
Carson, here I mumble, because I'm humbled. I swear I stabbed a guy in his shiny belt buckle. Going off on my motherfucking like that. With a hammer, don't look into my past.
Fiorina on the move. Ain't ever come upon a job that I can't lose. A CEO who's now freelancing. Has some problems with corporate financing. HP Inkjet was the plan. $100 million made selling to Iran.
Jeb Bush losing hope, no maybe. I'm losing ground in the polls daily. And weekly, monthly, and yearly. I hope the Koch brothers will see clearly that I'm down with the capital GOP. Boy, you can't with me. My brother was president. That's bad luck. Cause when he left, the economy sucked. Fly the sign. Mission accomplished. The Bush is back, boy. You're running straight out of Options.
Yo, Rubio.
What's up?
Tell him why you run.
Straight out of Options, another crazy ass mogul. I'm in the news more than Jared Fogle. I'm the best businessman and you know this. Though the bankruptcy courts won't show this, but I don't give a f-. I'm gonna say my thoughts. Don't care if it offends Mexicans or broads. You are mean to me, the best solution is a wall. And I can get Mexico to pay it all. All the polls around me show I'm winning. I say another crazy thing, I go up in it. So if you're moderating at a debate, I will call you a loser for bleeping out your face. The Muslims are bad, and I won't let them come through. Sure, my facts are wrong, but who needs truth? I'm really done with being so PC. It's not too late to make America great. Donald Trump is not one to roll over. Give me a nuclear bomb, it's game over.
No, it's my time to be the prez herself. Cause I waited 8 years in my personal hell. Security is minimum, no firewall. HIL spells email scandal. See, because I'll say whatever's polling. The numbers are clear, to the White House I'll be rolling, and making Bill my number two. I still can't seem to connect with you. Wall Street donations fund my trips, because they know that I'm down with the establishment. Straight out of Options, 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 Options.
Bernie is his name and you're all running.
Straight out of Options is a brother that'll cover your mother and help the system to recover. Dangerous, tax evaded billionaires. And when the banks get caught, they get bailed. See, I don't give a f- about dollars. I see a mother comb, I don't bother. But I'm smart, crowdsourced, I don't lie. People are worried, I might die. Raising lots of money, breaking records, show a movement rising. No more Citizens United bankrolling. So what about the bigs who got bailed? We fight it. You think I give a damn about bakers that get indicted? This is the autobiography of Bernie. And if you wanna vote for me, you'll be siding with the grumpy old grandpa yelling, brother. Last hope, mother. Straight out of options.
Welcome, welcome back. I decided to print it out instead of reading off of the computer because it wasn't really friendly to me. So I did leave off at Iowa. So Iowa Republicans 3. And they won all across the board in Iowa. And U.S. Senate 3-1. Kansas, Republican plus 13, all across the board. Repubes in the House, 4-0. Republicans, Kentucky plus 15, all across the board, 5-1 in the House. Louisiana, Republicans plus 11. Dems won the governorship. Republicans won everything else in the House, 5-1. Maine, Dems plus 3. Republicans won the governorship. Split in state leds. Split in U.S. Senate. U.S. House split 1-1. Maryland Dems plus 12, governorship to Republicans. Dems in the U.S. House 7-1. My lovely state, not really, Massachusetts. Dems plus 12, Republicans won the governorship. I don't think it's a real big win with the governor that we have. He sucks. Dems in the U.S. Senate. 9-0. Michigan, Dems plus 1. Republicans won the governorship and state leds. Dems in the U.S. House, 9-5. Minnesota, Dems plus 1. Repubes, state leds. Repoves state leds. Dems in the House, 5-3. Mississippi, MISSISRPPI, repoves, plus 9. All across the board, repoves, U.S. House, 3-1. In Missouri, Republicans, plus 9. Split in the Senate. U.S. House, 1-0. Nebraska, Republicans, plus 14. State leds, NP. U.S. House, 3-0. Nevada, Demolitions plus 1, the Dems. Repubes, governorship, split in the U.S. Senate and in the House, Dems 3-1. New Hampshire, even, Stephen. Republicans in the governorship and state leds, and Dems in the state Senate and House, Dems 2-0 in the House. New Jersey, Dems plus 7, all across the board. U.S. House, 7-5 Dems. New Mexico, Dems plus 3, Republicans governor. Dems in the U.S. House, 2-1. Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. Not really. I don't want to be a part of it. New York, New York, Dems plus 11. Dems governorship split state leads. Dems in the U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Dems 18-9. North Carolina, Republicans plus 3, Dems won the governorship. Republicans in the House, 10-3. North Dakota, Republicans plus 17. All across the board, U.S. Senate split. U.S. House, Republicans 1-0. Ohio, Republicans plus 3. Republican governorship, Republicans in the state led, split U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Republicans 12-4. Oklahoma, wowsy wheezy, Republican plus 20. All across the board, Oklahoma Republicans in the U.S. House, 5-0. Okay, yes, I know, it's a lot. These things can seem a bit boring if you're not into stats and such, but these type of shows have to be done every now and then, so hang on. Oregon, Dems plus 5. Dems and the governor, Dems, state leads, U.S., Dems, all across the board, U.S. House, Dems 4-1. And what do you expect? It's Oregon. Pennsylvania, even. Dems, governor, Republican, state led, split U.S., state, Senate, and Republicans 12-6 in the House. Rhode Island, Dems plus 12 all across the board, U.S. House, Dems 2-0. South Carolina, Republicans plus 8, Republican governor all across the board, U.S. House 6-1, Republicans. South Dakota, Republicans plus 14, Republicans all across the board, in the House 1-0, Republicans. Tennessee, Republicans plus 14 all across the board, U.S. House, 7-2, Republicans. Texas, Republicans plus 8 all across the board, Republicans, U.S. House, 25-11. Utah, Republicans plus 20 all across the board, U.S. House, 4-0, Republicans. Vermont, Democrats plus 15, Republicans got the governorship, split in the U.S. Senate, Dems in the House, 1-0. Virginia, Dems plus 1, Dems got the governorship, state-led Republicans, U.S. Senate, Dems, and U.S. House, Dems, 7-4. Washington, Dems plus 7. Dems all across the board. U.S. House, Dems, 6-4. West Virginia, Repubs, Publicas, plus 20. All across the board, except they split in the Senate. Republicans in the House, 3-0. Wisconsin is even. You got Republicans for governor and state leads, split in the Senate. Republicans 5-3 in the House. Wyoming, Republicans plus 25 all across the board. U.S. House, Republicans 1-0. So, what else do we have here? Washington, D.C. Woo-wee! Boy, did the Dems dominate there with plus 43. But what do you expect? All across the board. Clean up. Home run. Here we go. American Samoa and PNP for the governorship, state leads, and Republicans in the House. Guam, you have Republican governor, Dem in the state leads, Dem in the House. United States even, NANA, Republicans, U.S. Senate, U.S. House, Republicans. What is this? North Mariana Islands, Republican governor, split in the state leads. PNP/R, U.S. House. Puerto Rico, Governor PNP, split in the state Senate, state leads, and U.S. House, PNP/R. My island that I was born, United States Virgin Islands, we got Governor Independent. And state leads is a Dem. U.S. House is a Dem. Shame on you, Virgin Islands. And that's it for reading out all the state stats. I know it was a bit much, so let's take a break.
Stuff gets kind of heavy. Listen, Peaches, why don't you step behind that bar and make us a drink? Yeah, listen, why don't you make me one of those robocoughs you came up with? What was it? 4 ounces of coffee and a shot of Robitussin? Yeah, girl, make mine grape. Hey, listen, Hillary, it's that funny song they wrote about you. Hey, listen, you're gonna cough your ass off.
She'd like to slap him, but he's way too tall. She'll wanna holler, but she'll start to cough. Her old man Bill has got a case of the two. They got that walking pneumonia, they got that Hillary Clinton flu. She's overheated, man, but that ain't all. They got to catch her if she starts to fall. She's hacking up green stuff on YouTube, dude. She's got that walking pneumonia, got that Hillary Clinton.
Make me another one of them sweet cakes. Make me one of them flu drivers. OJ and a shot of Mucinex. Oh, that's nice, Hillary. Oh, Hillary. Oh, that's smooth.
You really got
Hillary. Oh, you look hot in that pantsuit. Oh, why don't you crawl up on that bar? Take it off. You heard me, girl. Take it all off, Hillary. Oh, I'm making it rain. Oh, Lord. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, put it back on. Put it back on, Hillary. Oh, Hillary. Now that's what I call a flip-flop.
The keyword phrase of the day is just say no to Democrats. Text us now, 323-835-1123, or contact us at politicalbombshow.cf.
Welcome back, Political Bomb Show, midterms 2018, special coverage. Let's talk about it. If you'd care to comment, obviously, politicalbombshow.cf, or 323-835-1123. So, do you even care about this midterms election? Many Americans, it's summertime or summer's ending. It's still warm out and people are still winding down from their vacations and not really into politics at this time. Very tough time of year to motivate people to get out there. So, in the Senate, basically, let's continue. In the Senate, there's 33 senators in Senate Class 1, and it will be up for election. 23 of the seats to be contested are presently held by Democrats and 8 by Republicans, 3 of whom are retiring, with 2 being independents. The continuing senators are 43 Republicans and 24 Democrats. Additionally, special elections are scheduled for the same day to fill vacancies in the other two Senate classes, in Minnesota and Mississippi, for instance. House of Representatives, come on, get it together. All 435 voting seats in the United States House of Representatives will be up for elections. Additionally, elections will be held to select non-voting delegates for the District of Columbia and the U.S. territories, with the exception of Resident Commissioner of Puerto Rico, who serves a 4-year term. During or prior to the 2018 House election of November 6, there will be at least 5 special elections. Special elections in Pennsylvania, 18th Congressional District, following the resignation of Tim Murphy, held on March 13th, 2018. And we know that was won by Connor Lamb, a Democrat. But he seems to be more of a, not like the far-left Democrats. He campaigned more of a middle, you know, down-the-road type guy. And so we were speculating that maybe Democrats might move in that area to elect more people like him. But as you know, you had that far left wacko from New York. I forget her name, the idiot lady who doesn't know crap. And she wants to give everything away for free. Another Bernie in a skirt. Special election in Arizona's 8th Congressional District following the resignation of Trent Franks, held on April 24, 2018. That was won by Debbie Olesko, a Republican. Special election in Texas' 27th Congressional District following the resignation of Blake Fahrenthold, held on June 30, 2018. That was won by Michael Cloud, Republican. Special election in Ohio's 12th Congressional District following the resignation of Pat Tiberiu, held on August 7th, 2018, won by Troy Balderson, Republican. And special election in Michigan's 13th Congressional District following the resignation of John Conyers, to be held on November 6, 2018, coinciding with the regular election. So that's obviously it's not November 6, 2018 yet. Okay, very good stuff. If you're into this kind of stuff, state elections, the 2018 state elections will impact the redistricting that will follow the 2020 United States Census. So, gubernatorial elections will be held for governorships of 36 U.S. states and 3 U.S. territories, as well as mayor of District of Columbia. Special elections may be held for vacancies in the other states and territories if required by the state territorial constitutions. Legislative elections, 87 of the 99 state legislative chambers are holding regularly scheduled elections in 2018, as well as 6 of the 9 territorial legislative chambers. Louisiana, Mississippi, New Jersey, and Virginia do not hold regularly scheduled legislative elections in even years. So it's an even year now, obviously, 2018. Puerto Rico does not hold regularly scheduled legislative elections outside of presidential election years. Kansas, Minnesota, New Mexico, South Carolina, and American Samoa will only hold elections for their lower houses in legislative chambers that is use staggered terms. Only a portion of the seats in the chambers will be up for elections. Local elections. Mayoral elections. Mayor cities that are holding mayoral elections in 2018 include Newark, New Jersey, incumbent Mayor Ras J. Baraka was reelected to a second term with 77.05% of the vote. Phoenix, Arizona. Thelda Williams is the incumbent and acting mayor after Greg Staton chose to resign on May 29, 2018 to seek elections for the United States Congress. So, what else do we want to talk about? I don't know. I mean, I don't even know if anyone is listening or anyone's going to want to listen to this podcast because, like I said, it's a midterm election. It's still warm out. People are still out having fun. They are not really caring much about this, but as an analyst, we have to do these things. And so I try to get through it as painless as possible.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear a clothespin on your nose. San Francisco, California, special London breed, was elected to succeed the deceased mayor, Ed Lee. Washington, D.C. incumbent Muriel Bowser, Democrat, is running for re-election. Nashville, Tennessee, acting mayor David Brealey won election with a 54.47% avoid in a runoff. Other elections and referenda. Municipality of Anchorage, Alaska, Proposition 1 in 2018. So, what else do we want to talk about? We're not going to talk about Russian interference I'm not even going to bother with that. How about you just interfere with my... Enough. This is supposed to be a professional. You're supposed to be a professional. You got to remain professional. Okay, okay. Shut up. I'm remaining professional. Okay, let's see. What else do we want to talk about here in this special Professional Political Bomb Show on midterms 2018? Let's just see if there's anything that needs to be talked about. Nothing there. Let's continue. I'm not seeing much more to really talk about. Not really. Let's see what the Guardians and the Guardians has to say here. The Guardian is U.S. midterms 2018, the latest news, opinion, and analysts. Let's see if there's anything worth talking about. Barack insane, Obama in California to rally Democrats for midterms, House push. Who cares? Who cares? The week of, what is this? The U.S. midterms elections are set to be held. The year of the women. Okay. Barack Obama, you need to vote because our democracy depends on it. Progressive I Delaware Senate race as next to upset Democrats. I'm just reading you some headline stats. I'm not going to really go into this stuff. You probably read all these stories already anyway. Although some of these are labeled September 8th, which was actually today. Barack Obama to hit campaign trail for Democrats in Ohio and California. Nancy Pelosi leads Democrats into battle again while watching her back. Okay, that's all you have there for September. Let's go to August. Anything good? Julia Salazar, the progressive aiming to follow in Cortez's footsteps. Keep it, please do. Please follow. I am positive that in a national election, you won't win. Let's see what else we have. Don't monkey this up. Republican hopeful for Florida governor accused of using racial slur. Don't monkey this up. I don't think that's what... Let's see. It looks like this is a video clip. Let's see. Well, let's see if we can listen and see if you think that he meant something racial. If I could find the video. Let's see. Let's see here. Let's see.
The new Honda Accords.
Okay, no commercial, no plugs here. Don't you do that. Skip. All right.
Well, look, I mean, this is Florida elections are always competitive, and this is a guy who, although he's much too liberal for Florida, I think he's got huge problems with how he's governed Tallahassee. He is an articulate spokesman for those far left views, and he's a charismatic candidate. And, I watched those Democrat debates. None of that was my cup of tea. But I mean, he performed better than the other people there. So we've got to work hard to make sure that we continue Florida going in a good direction. Let's build off the success we've had on Governor Scott. The last thing we need to do is to monkey this up by trying to embrace a socialist agenda with huge tax increases and bankruptcy.
Okay, that's stupid. He didn't, that obviously he didn't mean, he didn't, it wasn't a racial slur. That's not what he meant. People are so stupid. I can't deal with idiots. You fools make me so angry. It's no racial slur there. Don't monkey this up. It means don't mess this up. It doesn't mean anything about racial, you idiot. If you want to look at yourself as a monkey, then maybe you should be a monkey and get in the zoo. Stupid fools. Mother flowers! Pissing me off. There's no racial slur there. Let's continue on before I lose my temper. Ron DeSantis tells Florida voters not to monkey this up. And obviously, I just played the clip there, and it's BS. It's nothing racial there. Florida governor raised to pit left-wing Democrats against Trump Republicans. Martha McSally beats far-right challenge to win Arizona Republican primary. North Carolina, gerrymandering districts to benefit Republican court rules. Impeach Trump. Why Republicans, not Democrats, are talking up the prospect. Talk my nutties. She has a camper truck. He has a private jet. Can a Democrat take Montana? Well, we read all the stats already, so this is just a review. DNC detects attempts to hack voter database just months before midterms. I can think of nothing more American. Beto O'Rourke responds to question on NFL protests. You can think of nothing more American. I can think of something American. And it has something to do with flipping the bird. Critics claim voter suppression on plan to close Georgia counties, polling places, Georgia. Russians, hackers targeting conservatives, U.S. think tanks, Microsoft say. Republican Senate nominee posts photo of Tim Kaine greeting Statlin. And the Guardian view on the U.S. midterms, a test for Trump and for a nation. Let's see, anything else good here? August, still in August. Rashida Tlaib, or however you pronounce it, set to become first Muslim woman elected to U.S. Congress. Gains for women in U.S. primary set record while right to work is defeated. Good news for Democrats after Ohio results, but warning signs too. American democracy is in crisis, and not just because of Trump. It had nothing to do with Trump. Look at you, look like a little queer. I'm sorry. I had to say it. He does look kind of fruity there. This guy who wrote the story, Simon Tisdall, whatever. July 2018. Democrats look for a balancing act to win key Ohio district from Republicans. Nevada could make history with first female majority. Okay, yeah, I think I had enough of this. I had enough of this. It's too much. I'm not going to go through everything, every stat in 2018 here. You guys, you're politically astute. You've been following these things. I've been reporting on them all along, so that's pretty much it for this special midterms coverage. Hope to be back with you for regularly scheduled programs. And have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you for listening to Political Bombshell, special midterms election 2018 coverage. We appreciate your listenership. Visit politicalbombshow.cf.
Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go. Political bomb, so come on, people, let's go.